I'm April Cummings with your latest news. A woman is recovering after a Thursday night stabbing, Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Just after 9:15 on Thursday, Royal Cayman Islands Police Service officers were sent to the hospital where a woman had been admitted with multiple stab wounds. She was at a liquor-licensed premises in Georgetown when she was approached by a man known to her. There was reportedly an argument, and police say a man stabbed her, quote, several times with a bladed weapon. People there intervened and got the woman to safety as the man took off in what appeared to be a Honda Fit. Police say the victim was carried to the hospital for treatment for, quote, serious injuries. I'm Carsley Fuller.
Anyone with information is encouraged to call Crime Stoppers. The number is 800-TIPS.
What a day, glorious day that will be.
On Saturday, the country honored the life and legacy of former Chief Secretary James Ryan at his official funeral in Cayman Brac. The ceremony paid tribute to Mr. Ryan's dedicated service to the Cayman Islands and included a recorded video from his son, Will.
On behalf of Mom, Lori, and myself, we're so grateful for the many prayers lifted up on our behalf and the outpouring of love and condolences over the past weeks. It has been overwhelming in the best possible way.
The Cayman Islands flag was presented during the private interment as a final mark of respect. You can watch the full funeral on the CIG YouTube channel. The Cayman Youth Choir wows music lovers in Europe as they performed at this year's Verona Garda Summer International Festival in Italy. As part of this weekend's trip, the youth group shared the stage with choirs from around the world and performed in some of the region's most inspiring venues. That is your latest local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings.